It's a free-for-all Friday. Can you believe it? Yeah, it's Friday already. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show for October 4, 2019. So good to have you here. Thank you. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a Virginia doctor who prescribed more than a half million oxy pills is in for a painful reality. Prison for a very long time. Doctor facing up to life in prison for 859 felonies. He skated with just a 40-year sentence. Number two, the squad member, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, has been calling facial recognition equipment used by Detroit Police Department racist, something the black police chief says is stupid. And number one, there's no question about President Trump's position on the Ukraine story and the fake impeachment effort being bandied about by Democrats currently. But what about Vice President Mike Pence? Where is number two in all of this? After all, he'll inherit the office if it's vacant, right? Right? Mike Pence, we always wonder where he stands. You don't have to wonder much anymore. Mike Pence coming out and talking about it. But here's more going on. There's another whistleblower complaint been filed, apparently. Again, on hearsay. That's the story today that I find just ridiculous. An IRS whistleblower said in a report to the Treasury Department that a political appointee might have tried to do something with the audit of the president or maybe the vice president's tax return. That's it. It's hearsay. It's gossip. This is why when they change the rules, it makes no sense. You understand me. It means anybody that has an axe to grind that works in government anywhere can say, oh, I heard, you know, in the lunchroom, and Johnny told Susie, and Susie told me. That's how childish this is and how bad this is for the government, because we can have something gum up the works, if you will, that's hearsay, that's gossip, that's nonsensical, that means absolutely nothing. Well, I heard, and I think it's serious. By the way, according to CNN, the whistleblower in the Ukraine affair, I say so-called whistleblower, that person has no idea what happened, either, if anything at all. It was also hearsay and gossip and secondhand information and some news reporting from reputable sources like BuzzFeed, the same people that brought you the Steele dossier for consumption. You know, the same dossier that has been completely unverified. At any rate, that person, according to CNN and Jake Tapper, is a registered Democrat. Hold your shock, I realize. Now, the president yesterday decided it was time to go on offense, and offense he did. You see, they've all been saying, well, he's been saying this behind closed doors. He's been asking people like the Australian government and the UK government and the Ukrainian government to help him, and he's trying to hurt the 2020 election. He's trying to collude on the 2020 election. How is that exactly? By saying, hey, it's pretty odd that Hunter Biden made $50,000 a month, $600,000 a year to be on the board of a Ukrainian energy company when he knows nothing about energy companies, doesn't speak Ukrainian, and has no contacts to the country. Well, except for his father, the vice president, who is the main contact now between Washington and Kiev. Fascinating. Oh, and by the way, for comparative purposes, consider this. The amount of money paid to a board member on a major energy company in America last year was between $100,000 and $200,000 a year. So just so you're clear, Hunter Biden was making 3 to 6 times more than if he sat on the board of, say, British Petroleum or Exxon, or name your company. The fact of the matter is he was making 3 to 6 times more. Why? Because of his expertise in energy, he didn't have any. Because of his ease of moving around the country, he doesn't know the language. And Democrats are now trying to demand an impeachment effort because the president said, hey, you should look into that. By the way, he decided to go full in on it yesterday. He's putting it before you, the American people. What do you think? Impeachment? No impeachment? Hunter Biden investigated or not? He went on full-throated offense. On his way to Florida yesterday, he stopped in front of the microphones waiting to get on Marine One. Bite number three, listen to the president. He's ready to rumble. Bite three.
if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Bidens. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens, because how does a company that's newly formed, and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine. So I would say that President Zelensky, if it were me, I would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens, because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%. He had no knowledge of energy, didn't know the first thing about it. All of a sudden, he's getting $50,000 a month, plus a lot of other things. Nobody has any doubt. And they got rid of a prosecutor who was a very tough prosecutor. They got rid of him. Now they're trying to make it the opposite way, but they got rid. So if I were the president, I would certainly recommend that of Ukraine.
All right, so here's what we need to know here. Buried in all of the nonsense and noise last week, and make no mistake, I mean, let me make one observation there. The president out talking openly about this, not hiding it. Here's the memo of the phone call with the Ukrainian president. You can have it, which threw the Democrats way off. Here he is out in front of the cameras and the reporters saying, listen, China can take a look as well, throwing them way off. Make no mistake, the president has talked to his lawyers. He's talked to Jay Sekulow. He's talked to Rudy Giuliani. He's talked to his team. And he knows that he's on firm, solid, safe, legal ground to do everything he's doing. He wouldn't be out here doing this if it wasn't full-throated and fully vetted. That's my belief. Number two, another guy that wouldn't do that is the vice president. And I want you to hear where the vice president comes down on all of this. It's important where Mike Pence stands. So let's go to bite number seven, I believe it is. Mike Pence answering some of those same questions just yesterday. Bite seven, go.
I mean, the fact that my predecessor had a son who was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board at the time that Vice President Biden was leading the Obama administration's efforts in Ukraine, I think is worth looking into. And the president made it very clear that he believes our other nations around the world should look into it as well.
And here's what I want to get to before we hit the break here. Buried somewhere in all this impeachment nonsense, there was a release last week by the Justice Department that nobody reported on, but I will hear. In part, it read this: a team led by U.S. Attorney John Durham is separately exploring the extent to which a number of countries, including Ukraine, played a role in the counterintelligence investigation directed at the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. John Durham is there looking into it. At the same time, Attorney General William Barr was in Italy, where, ironically, the central figure in all of this, Joseph Mifsud. Remember him? He's this mysterious professor, Joseph Mifsud. A lot of this rotates around him. Well, guess who lives in Italy? Mr. Mifsud does, and that's where the attorney general is. This is a worldwide dragnet to catch the perpetrators. The CIA working overtime trying to cover their tracks. Too little, too late. Gotcha on the Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership role for the games to be played. That someone is an official. Someone with the love of the game and of kids and the courage to make the tough calls and take the heat. Getting started is easy. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human